Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation Post. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Welcome to Quarantine Central. If you're wondering what I'm thinking, then you're getting inside my head. Pretty scary. Tonight on the conversation, tonight, folks, protesters rush to the streets in Louisville, waiting for the grand jury issuing no murder charges in Breonna Taylor's death. Shouting, burn it all down. They don't. Then you got these. I liked what happened in Chicago a month ago or whatever, when Antifa was going to come and this dude goes, "This ain't your community. Get out. This is our problem. We're working with the police and we're dealing with this. Get that bleep out." And that's the problem. You get these celebrities that don't know anything. They just shout out. They just assume it's a black person that's killed, so it has to be racist. It has to be. You know, it can't be justified, and it's wrong. No matter what happens, unless they have televised event where the detectives or police or whoever was involved in any case are taken and hung from the gallows or heads chopped off, we're going to solve everything by looting and trash and stuff. I'm going to get into that. These Hollywood celebs, you need to just drink the Kool-Aid. If you're going to be an actor, act. If not, shut up. If you want to get into political commentary, go right ahead. Know your facts first. Ohio Lieutenant Governor is trying to promote pro-Trump masks about 8 months late. People aren't buying this crap anymore. People are tired of this. You need to wear a mask. If I ain't died from not wearing a mask unless I'm absolutely forced to, I'm not going to die. It's a BS pandemic. Unfortunately, the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is screwing up by saying that he's going to ban gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Doesn't he realize because of global warming we'll be dead way before then? So it's going to be pointless. Three ways to incorporate cannabis into your summer detox to feel fresh for the fall. You might be saying it already is fall. Well, but you know what I mean. I will get into this and much, much more. And also, Embarrassment FC and the latest on that. So tune in for the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. There's no Bible study tonight, just an FYI. So listen closely to this because it's a good one. Luke 6:36. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. You know? Jesus forgave, you can forgive. And that's my message tonight, big time. If you want to find peace, you can find peace. If you want to sit there and, okay, we're going to say, we got tanks, we got 500 planes, we got 10 atomic bombs, we're gonna nuclearly annihilate every person on planet Earth because that cop wrongfully killed that person. No, they didn't. Yeah, they did, I know. Okay, and you're in Africa, and this happened in Kentucky? No, I know it. I know we did. I know. I just know we did it. No cop can justifiably... I know... Don't give me that bullcrap about the cop getting hit by 5 bullets and still surviving. He killed that man. That innocent man that shot at that cop and hit him with bullets. Yeah, he's innocent, man. That cop needs to pay. That's the problem. They don't. We need his hands up. Cops are getting shot at. And when they fight back, how dare he shoot at a guy that has 25 warrants and molested 30 kids and... That can't be. The truth about Breonna Taylor. She wasn't an EMT. She was terminated in 2017. She was knee-deep in criminal/drug-dealing activities with her ex-boyfriend. She was on jailhouse recordings running drugs for her ex-boyfriend. She was under surveillance for months running drugs. She was on a warrant. She was on the warrant, as was her car and her apartment. The officer did, in fact, knock and announce, despite obtaining a no-knock exception on the warrant. Because they have knock and no-knock warrants, if you don't know. If you think someone's going to flee or whatever, you're able to just go in. They had one of those, but they knocked anyways, out of respect. Brianna's boyfriend fired at the officers, striking an officer. Officers fired back, and Brianna took the shots. She was not asleep in her bed, but that's all they're claiming. Oh, she was innocent. She was doing nothing, and these people just came into her house without any warning, and they just, these evil racist cops, and they just shot and killed this woman. That's not what happened. Know your facts before you just get on that jump to conclusions, Matt. That's what this world has now. Jump to conclusions, Matt. Okay, a black guy killed by a white cop, you jump to, he's guilty, no matter what. No matter what. No matter, they'll make up anything they have to, they'll believe anything. See, that's the problem in this world. If, you know, there are people that like, look at what Trump's done. You think it's wrong for what Biden did, look at how Trump is. First of all, Trump, you watch these lottery winnings. You see, people won like $250 million in their bank in 5 years. Trump has given $1 million, and look at what he's done with it. Let me tell you something. If Trump truly did something illegal, let me tell you, they would have brought it up in the impeachment. Thirdly, we got Trump on abuse of power. What abuse of power? I can make up. If that's the case, then they need to sit there, and whoever makes it, if Trump doesn't make, Trump's going to landslide the White House. But let me tell you something. From the looks of it, they are going to sit there and have attorneys and sue, and so I'm understanding, I'm going to see if I understand this correctly. So if they try to sit there and, okay, Biden will never ever concede the election, do they really believe that? I'm going to talk to one of my sources on this. I don't think that, because if they go for months and months and months not conceding this election, wouldn't Trump just stay as president until the thing's resolved? I don't think they would just give it to someone else. I mean, really, I don't think that would be the case, and I could be wrong, but I'm 99% sure that Trump would stay in power as president until they, well, we're not going to, yeah, okay, have fun. Trump wins the election, they already have Democratic, because they keep asking, will Trump accept the election results? Will Trump accept, ask the Democrats that question, because there are Democrats that say that, well, Trump won't win the election fairly. If he wins, it had to have been colluded at, yeah. All this stuff with this election, there are Democrats that have come out basically, oh, well, if Trump wins, it's not because it was done fair and square. But they keep trying to shove, will Trump accept the election results? Will Trump accept them? Well, I mean, the way they have Biden doing stuff, if you know anything about dementia and you know anything about, like, there are people that have, like, in the morning they have issues or it, you know, like sunset issues or like in the morning, they, you know, and they think he's having, you know, they, you can go through all these different, like he's having like sunset phobia and stuff and having these, and they're, I think because he's not really campaigning much and that the little bit he is doing, there's no one at these things, like two people. I want to thank you two for coming out. I'm sorry you're not supposed to say that there's only two. And I think they are really, 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 really coaching him to try to get him to be able to make it through a debate so that they can do one debate and then they can make up crap. Well, you know what? You know, this is a waste of space. We don't need to waste our time in these stupid debates. And they're going to try to make up some excuse so that they can get out of having the other two. You know, we're not going to sit there and waste our time with a guy that's just going to do nothing but lie. You know, we got better things to do, you know, and they're going to make up some crap to try to get out of the other two debates. That's if he makes it through one debate. But, I mean, I guarantee you, he is being heavily, 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 heavily coached. I mean, I'm sick to my stomach with what they're doing with that man and parading him around. It's sickening. What's going on in this whole world? You have people that don't even know the facts, weren't even there, that... And I bet you half of the protesters there aren't even from that community, don't know anything. And, oh, no, I'll tell you right now, man, that was a cop that did that to a black person. Let me tell you something. It's going down. I don't care if 500 black people attack one cop and he fights back. There's no justification for a cop fighting back. There's no justification for it. They don't know anything. They're not from the communities. So what we're going to do, we're going to get justice. We're going to go to a community that's not even ours. We're going to trash these black-owned communities, these black-owned businesses, these black-owned stores, these people that had nothing to do with it. We're just going to trash them because that's gonna solve everything. It's sad. It's pathetic. It really is. But they don't care. They're stupid paid thugs that don't live in that community in Kentucky, have nothing to do with it, don't know this person, but since it was a cop that did it, he has to be guilty. They all have to, those detectives have to be guilty, and we have to start burning every building, every house, trashing everything, because that's going to solve the problems, because they don't know it, because they're not educated. It's sickening. These kids are basically like Joe Biden. They don't know anything. They're just like... Okay, here they get a text. This is what you're going to do today. You're riding here. This is because if they really cared about black people, they would be there when that Colts player was. Oh, that was an illegal Mexican that killed that Colts player. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, he's not really. Yeah, he just crossed the border illegally, so he's not really illegal. You know, it's sort of like that unarmed man with a knife. That, you know, remember that. Well, if an unarmed man with a knife comes at you...
I think a knife means you're unarmed.
Yeah. I mean, these kids just don't know anything. They're just, like, being thrown at the wolves, like, okay...
I like guns, don't get me wrong. I'm better with a knife. My dad had me carry a knife since I was 13, 14.
If someone that's going to attack me is close enough to stab me with a knife, then I've done something wrong myself. But, I mean, I still remember they did that knockout game in Michigan, and a dude didn't get knocked out, and he shot the dude in the shoulder, and that's how they found out who it was. Because when he went to, like, Bronson to get his shoulder looked at, hey, you're that guy. Yep, and he goes, we're bored. We have nothing to do. We're bored. So we're just going to go around and take people and try to knock them out. If you're bored, why don't you take and clean up your neighborhood, make it better? On the state-run media, there's a new Fox poll that I just got that, like, it's a tight race in Ohio, and Biden tops Trump in Nevada and Pennsylvania when he gets, like, two people at a rally. And, okay, folks, Trump is already speaking, and there's, like, 75 buses that still haven't even unloaded half of their people. And there's still, like, another 300 buses coming to try to get to the rally. And by the time the people at the end of the buses get out, he'll probably be already gone, and they'll miss the whatever. You know, the people that are in the rally, they've been there for, like, 12 days sitting here, you know, and waiting to get in. And it's stupid fear-mongering. Well, Trump doesn't have a chance. They have Biden winning in every poll. That way, when Trump wins, they can say, oh, he rigged it. See, our polls, we had Trump winning every single filter thing. Trump was ahead. Trump is ahead, but they won't tell you that. Biden is ahead. Biden's going to win every state. Trump ain't going to win anything. So that when Biden loses, all the polls had Biden winning. What the heck? And then they'll try to come up with some blame game, because it can't be because they got they're parading around some dude with dementia and doing everything they can to try to cover up, because they're doing one heck of a job. If you had not been around dementia people like I have for 16 years, you would not probably, they're covering up pretty damn good, but you can tell. Just go, if you don't believe me, just hear some of Biden's speeches recently in the last 4 months up till now, and listen to some of his speeches on the campaign trail in 2008 with Obama. You'll see two totally different Bidens. And then you got Chocolate Douche, I call it. Now, I don't want to miss KH. I don't call it KH. I just don't want to mispronounce your name and offend her or whatever. But that's the problem in this world. You have these people that are brainwashed into believing that. I mean, I'm 45 years old, and I have yet to live on Easy Street. I don't even, you know, if someone that's white or whatever can show me where Easy Street is, because since I have this privilege and I want to know where Easy Street is. I want to move there. I mean, I want to watch a movie. I want to watch sports. I mean, if I want to watch political stuff, if I want to hear about social justice, I would turn on the Social Justice Network. When they talk about NFL games and college football, is going to go in the toilet too if they start spending like the first 13 minutes before kickoff with nothing but social justice crap. I just really can't believe that the NFL, the ratings are that high. I thought they would plummet, like, beyond belief. I mean, they're down substantially, but, I mean, when they're down, like, 17%, they should be down, like, 85%. But, like, the tech culture, they still have, I mean, because we're trying to work on this woke society, where you have this critical race theory that's still dominant inside big far left tech companies. That, like, you can't fire him no matter what he does, because he's black. You're screwed if I've known people that literally were the last one to work, first one gone, taking selfies all day in the bathroom, doing nothing, and then when they got fired, they tried to blame race. And after, like, seven people came out to say, hey, I never even see you. And then when they get on his Facebook, and here's his photos, wasn't smart enough to delete them. I mean, I've worked at places where we've had high school people calling sick, and then they're on Facebook saying that they're going to a concert. in Iowa, they had like a get together psalm thing. And where they all got together, like 200 people turned out and do like psalm singing and stuff. The flash, like a flash mob kind of psalm singing with this church, with the Moscow's Christ Church. Guess what? There were two people, and there were some people not wearing masks or social distancing, and they were arrested. Two people were handcuffed as hundreds sang and praised God. Now, it didn't say if the people were married or not, you know, because I would love if they would, I love in public if they would sit there and, like, try to arrest me and my wife. You're not social distancing, that's my wife. Oh, I guess in public I can't social, I have to social distance with my wife been in bed. Don't matter? I mean, why are people putting up with this? I mean, you have the Ohio Lieutenant Governor coming out basically like promoting Trump masks. You should have done that like in March. Not now when people are like, okay, we're tired. We're going to start revolting really soon. We're tired of this. Keep them locked down. Come on. This economy has to tank. Trump's going to get reelected. If it doesn't, come on. We got to trash this economy. Okay, we got to keep. And now they're saying, like, Trump is responsible for 200,000. It's 200,000 deaths. So you're telling me that 200,000 people died from coronavirus only, nothing else. They had no other emphysema or diabetes or other pre-existing condition that led to, it was 100% COVID-19, nothing else. I don't buy that. And where were all the liberals when Trump was shutting down China? Oh yeah, remember when Trump restricted travel from China 1 week after the first case of COVID in the United States? And then Nancy Pelosi said he was a racist and invited everyone to Chinatown. And then they told us not to wear masks. That was awesome. That was awesome. Remember that when they had the pens and they were impeaching Trump and doing all this? They didn't care about this virus. You had the governor of New York City and the governor of New York and the mayor of New York City and all this stuff. Oh, it's no big deal. Just go on, carry your life. And then all of a sudden, I think if Trump would have really, 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 from the very beginning, locked down and done all this stuff, because when he was doing all this lockdown, they were going against him. And now they're trying, well, he didn't do anything. He didn't do enough. How dare he? Whatever. Like I said on Tuesday's program, you can't have it both ways, folks. You can't say that Trump didn't do anything when you're calling him a racist xenophobe for banning travel to China. And other, I mean, Australia did the same thing and they were called xenophobes too. What the left needs to wake up and realize is this. When Right Side Media, a media company that has very, very, very little sponsors, and 90% of their travel expenses and everything, after they pay every bill for the equipment and the travel expenses, that tiny little fraction that they get left that they pay their people all comes 90% from donation. Every once in a while they'll have like a Patriot Mobile and you know and whatever. But that being said, they were getting donations from like Australia. People from Australia are watching the Trump rallies. He has that far of a reach. It's nice to, they're seeing someone that's like, okay, yay. Guess what? I stick my middle finger at the government and it goes nowhere. Now there's an actual president in the country that's actually sticking his middle finger at the career politicians that have been there for 70 years making billions of dollars off of it. Nice. Just because you want to have health care for everyone doesn't quite mean you're... Yeah, if you want to have a government-run health care system, that's socialized medicine. You're a socialist. Before Obamacare, no hospital can turn you, they can't turn you away for not paying. They cannot, if you can't pay, they can't turn you away. They have to, they have legal obligation to help you. It got to the point where some, no one would pay, and some hospital funds said, hey, we have to take something, some form of payment up front. We have, because, like, no one would, I mean, I've known people that have more money than God knows what to do with, and they're like, take me to small claims court, go ahead, try to come after me for the money. And they never pay bills. But, you know, I'm tired of this woke celebrities that they're, how do I say this nicely? They're like double standarded. Like, well, if it comes to Joe Biden, they don't believe any woman, but when it comes to a Republican, oh, they believe every woman. And that's the sad part. I mean, yeah, the Supreme Court nominee that they're going to have, Amy Coney Barrett, who we think it's going to be, she's got some balls. Because they're going to, let me tell you, they're going to run her through the, they're going to make, because apparently we're Christians because, we're Christians / Catholics because, believers in God because we're perfect. And they, I remember when they asked, like, is Mitt Romney going to, is this policy going to be influenced by his Mormon belief? Well, is Kamala Harris's, you know, why isn't anyone in the media saying, well, if Kamala Harris is an atheist, are we going to be influenced by her beliefs? Is anyone asked Ilhan Omar, are we going to be influenced by her political beliefs because she is a Muslim? Oh, but when it comes to Mitt Romney, well, William Pierre Delecto, oh, well, it's, you know, well, are you going to make decisions based on your religious beliefs? They don't ask that question of Democrats, but they ask it of conservatives. Like, how dare we have a president that wants to, I can't believe it. And they're going to have someone that's going to be taking the oath of office, mark my words, using a Quran. It's coming. You got Gavin Newsom that's going to ban gasoline-powered vehicles effective 2035. How is that even possible? The Earth's not going to be around. If you talk to, like, by Al Gore's estimations, the polar cap should have melted a long time ago. We should all be underwater and dead. We're not going to, by 2035, Earth won't exist anymore. It'll be gone. A little bit too late there, Gavin Newsom. Thanks for trying this gas-powered vehicle ban. Nice try on that one, but yeah, you're going to be like about 10 years too late, pal. I mean, that's why I don't really believe in global warming, because it's way too late. And that's a big issue. I mean, I'm going to give him an A for amazingly trying to fix something that's irreversible. 2035, we'll be all gone. That's what That's what the fear-mongering people say that make billions of dollars. I'm gonna look into this, and I'll try to see if I can get to this next week. Tuesday, I might have to adjust my show because we're gonna have the Biden debate, and I gotta watch that. But I want to know who's making the money off the masks. Like, who's invested in the mask companies? And because, like, you go, I mean, I'm serious. You go to like a Office Max, Home Depot type place, and let me tell you something. I went to one of those like Office Depot things, and they must have like 75. They must have had like 12 or 13. I mean, at least 12 to like 15 different types of sanitizer, hand sanitizer, from 61% to like 75%. And if they all kill 99.9% of the germs, then why do you have to have a 75% alcohol, or why do you need to? I mean, it's just ridiculous. You just wonder who's cashing in on all these sanitizer companies and everything. Oh, wow. There's like a t-shirt with the American flag, and it has like a 50 cal bullet, and it says, "Just the tip, I promise." I have to get that shirt. That's amazing. But, I mean, in all seriousness, folks, somebody's making billions off these damn masks and sanitizer and all this crap. They're making billions off of this global warming. The world's coming to an end. I work for Amazon, and I'm making sure that every car is made from lithium-ion batteries that are... Okay, they're not really as earth-friendly as you think they're going to be. I did read a story where they say that the future of cars, and not too, probably in the near future, like really near future, they believe cars are going to run off of hydrogen. Hydrogen-powered car, and the byproduct of hydrogen-powered cars is helium. So you would solve the helium problem where there's like a massive shortage. So you would have more helium than you'd know what to do with, so... Pretty cool. But it's, you know, and that's just one of those things. But, I mean, I kind of look at it from a standpoint of, you know, I don't believe this global warming. But, you know, I mean, like back when I was a kid, I remember taking the glass bottles and they sterilized them and cleaned them and filled them. And you got like, I remember you get like, You turned in the bottles and got like a penny a bottle or something. I forget what the heck it was. And your mom gave you that money and you could go get like a thing out of the bubblegum machine or whatever. Pardon me. It was great. It was amazing. But we didn't have a green. You got glass jars that you rinsed out and they could be reused. The milk got taken back. We didn't have 75. We had a TV in the basement and one. So we had two TVs in our house. And that was like a luxury. We had a little radio. Like I was talking about last Thursday on the program. I grew up trying to find radio stations, see how far I could go. I mean, you have a Senate report right now. I mean, we live in two different worlds. But you have a Senate report that the Biden family bought 100,000K of extravagant items with China-linked credit cards. And if that was Trump, they'd be forcing him out ASAP. But Biden, it's okay. It's Biden. He can do quid pro quo. He can do whatever he wants to. It's Biden. He can get away with it. Oh, it's okay for Hunter Biden to make $150 million and do whatever the heck he wants to. It's fine. It's Biden. It's okay. I'd be in jail for life. And they're getting away with it. They don't care. What are they going to do? You think anyone's going to do anything to Biden? You think Hillary Clinton and her server and all that illegal crap, you think anything's going to happen to her? It's called the elitist class. They can get away with whatever they want to, but you can't. It's sad. It's sickening. Because Trump won't be able to get, a conservative can't get away with that. Nope. Noper. Oh, Biden, and you took billions of dollars from China, and you're getting away with it. Oh, Biden, you have dementia, and they're parading you around, which makes me sick. I wish I could have the billions of dollars they have, and, well, it's okay. Now I'm going to run your energy company. I don't know what energy, and that's what's funny is these people, this is what these leftists and a lot of people don't get. I'm Kamala Harris, and I'm surrounded by people fully armed with all kinds of semi-automatic rifles and pistols and handguns and shotguns and rifles and, oh, you can't own a gun, but they're going to have guns to protect me. Oh, you need to shut your air conditioning down. Turn your air conditioner up to like 80 so it don't kick on. You know, conserve water, do this. I know I've got a swimming pool with about 10 years worth of water allotment just in my pool, not for the 20 toilets I have and the 30 showers I have in my mansion, but, you know, granted, I use more electricity in 1 week than most people use in 10 years, but it's okay. I'm rich. I don't have to do. I'm a Hollywood celebrity. I can live differently. You're only allowed to use 10 gallons of water a month. Granted, my pool has 500 billion gallons of water. It's okay. I have a different standard than you. I'm a Democrat. I can do tax evasion and go to jail. No, I won't go to jail. No. I can murder someone and get away with it. It's okay. Out of 100 people that do all that stuff, they may take one Democrat and throw them under the bus. Hey, we're the Democrats. And when someone does something wrong, then we hold them accountable. And with all this proof, this is facts. But the liberals, at least I have a couple friends that are like, well, there's no way in a million years I will vote for Biden, but I don't really care for Trump. So I guess if I have to vote, I have to vote Trump. Because there's no way in a million years would I vote for Kamala Harris. I don't know how any black person could vote for Kamala. Laughing about smoking pot while she's arresting people for pot and throwing them in prison. Oh, you're going to go away for 15 years if you get caught with it. But, oh, my God, we must have had like 10 pounds and we had like 4 bongs. And I mean, I think that's part of the problem with this society we have today. You know, when I was a kid in second grade kid, you know, back in elementary school. You were a kid. Look at this Turbo Bot. Yeah, it's one of the Voltron characters. It's a Turbo Bot. What's a Turbo Bot? You're bringing a toy. Look at this. And you bring like a JCPenney's catalog and brag about everything you wanted, but you know you weren't going to get. That was my childhood. You know, when you're in second grade, a kid for his birthday might bring him balloons bigger than your head. And you're like, wow, now you get second graders and they're like making, yeah, oh, I figured out what I'm doing wrong with the shake and bake, man. Yeah, I was using the wrong type of battery. Now try this stuff, man. Let me tell you, this stuff's killer math, man. Go ahead, test this stuff. I got some drug kits from my dad. He's a cop, man. Test this coke, man. It's pure. And they're like second graders. That's what's wrong. There's no... Teachers had wooden pals that could beat your ass. Not now. I'm just saying. Not now. If you wanna, if you're tired of all the stress and BS in this world, you want to detox. Summer detox of CBD oil is one of the great ways to do it. CBD is a great stress reliever and a natural supplier of the body's functions. And it is. It's a natural supplier of our bodily functions because there's a lot of, see, your body is an endocannabinoidal system. And even if you're not technically getting pain relief, if you're not getting, because some people say, I don't do nothing for pain for me, and still providing essential nutrients to the endocannabinoid system in your body. Getting a good premium full spectrum CBD oil is key. Detox the body with raw cannabis leaves, flower, and seeds. If you can get some really good, like, CBD, like any seed, like cannabis seed, CBD seed, like kale, spinach, and collards, cannabis can be consumed as green roughage. Though eating the plant doesn't produce a psychoactive effect because it's not decarboxylated, cannabis leaves, flowers, and seeds serve as a good source of minerals, fiber, and protein. So you can eat your cannabis leaves. If you take like a butt off, you can chop that cannabis up and mix it with a salad dressing and eat it. You're gonna get the benefits, like, you're not gonna get messed up. Like, if you ever see someone, like, if there's ever a movie and someone's eating like marijuana leaves, you're not going to get high because it's not decarboxylated. So you're not going to. That'd be fun to try, like cannabis, like a salad, you know? Get like a good ranch. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what it does, what it tastes like, you know? Or you can make a, you can brew a tea out of it. And you can take like the leaf and stuff and put it in the tea and just a little bit, and as it heats up, it's good. Cause it, you know, but like if you do the flower and the main leaves, if you eat it like salad, it's not going to get, because you're not decarboxylating it, but it's a great way to detoxify the body and cleanse the body. Just be like eating kale or spinach. Or collards. I'm going to try it sometime just to, I don't know if it'd be good or not. I don't know if you'd want, I would think you would just want like the big palm leaves. You wouldn't want like the little, you wouldn't want like a bud. Because it'd be too condensed, you know, it'd be too, but like it would just be for detoxification. It's not like you're going to get like messed up in it. Now, if you took like a CBD, like a THC oil that has like, you know, like a teaspoon is like 5 milligrams, and you make a vinaigrette out of that, then okay. But if you're just eating the greens by themselves, it's, you're not gonna, and it's not really to get psychoactive, it's not to get high, it's to detoxify the body. But if you get a good CBD oil, that will do wonders to help you relax. Because I I don't know if the place carries them anymore, but I got a 1,000 milligram CBD vape pen, and it works.
My mom and Penny and another lady from her church is headed up to D.C. Franklin Graham is having the prayer conference.
Yeah.
You know, where there's going to be a lot of protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're headed there for the prayer conference.
Oh, wow.
So we need to keep them in their prayers. Penny's taking her gun.
Wow. Yeah, my mother-in-law and another great friend, Penny.
And Colleen.
And Colleen, they're going up to
the guest book and stuff for our wedding. Colleen did.
Yeah. And they're going up to the National Prayer Conference in D.C. So keep them in your prayers. Kaylee Thompson, keep her still in your prayers. She's doing okay, but, you know, anyone can be, keep all those people who are in the path of the hurricane in your prayers, because let me tell you, that's gone, but the cleanup is still going on. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I'm looking at doing this right now. My schedule is like beyond full, way full. But what I want to do, folks, is I'm wanting to do like a hero's history. And I want to get people and interview, like, I've known phlebotomists, and I've talked to them, that worked in a hospital when you could still smoke while you're doing your phlebotomy work, and you didn't have to wear gloves, and there wasn't all this, like biohazard panic. And, you know, I want to get stories from first responders, and from, like, military stuff you won't read in history books. And what was it like going up in the 30s with no air conditioning? You had an ice box. Yep, they would, you know, chip ice from up north and bring it down. You know, like, what was it like when you had strawberries when they were in season, not year-round? What was it like when you had turkey at Thanksgiving and you ate every living ounce of it because it wasn't until Thanksgiving again before you had turkey again? It's Easter, so you have ham. You don't have ham sandwiches every single solitary day. Ham used to be an Easter thing. Now it's eat every single solitary day. You know, and I want to get stories from people that, like, you won't hear, that won't be in a textbook. Okay, here we are. We're on a boat in D-Day. The fumes from the boat is we're breathing it in so much I'm about to puke, but in 2 minutes I've puked 3 times, and in 2 minutes I gotta get out of that boat and I gotta try to shoot or be shot. And I'm so nauseated, so sick, and those fumes are making me more sick, and I wanna have real stories told by real people that lived it, because everyone wants to tear down everything in our history, but I want it to live. I want people to hear that, because there's major things that can go on that, this is a big event in American history. This is a big event. These are the stories behind the big events that people don't talk about, because I'm going to keep history alive. And it's a series I'm praying on called Heroes History. And it's going to be a lot of work. And it's just something that's just been on my heart when I see all this tearing down of everything, because the road, this is a white, you need to dye the concrete so it's not like white, because, you know, I'm offended. But that's what I'm thinking about doing, you know, heroes history, and get like people and interview them and stuff. And so if anyone out there wants to be a part of it, hook me up, message me, let me know. I want to move on. Yeah, I had a great day at work today because, like, I'm sitting there, and, of course, at lunch, a guy comes in, and he has a Leicester City FC shirt, and I'm like, Leicester City FC, Lord help you. And he goes, really? And I'm like, don't worry. I support Manchester United, now known as Embarrassment FC. That's right, Embarrassment FC. And there's actually rumor that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer behind the scenes is furious. He's like Hillary Clinton on election night because they're not doing anything. He's not getting, like, why are we not getting Jadon Sancho? Why are we not? And how do you expect? Now, I'm gonna be a two-sided person, but follow me with this. Those players against Crystal Palace, they're way better than that. I feel with some of these players, it's a combination of the season ended and the season's, it was just like a weird season. Because the season ended and then they started it up and, you know, and they didn't have much, no preseason, not much. But they're way better than that team that was out there on the pitch against Crystal Palace. But Ollie's not getting any. I mean, and it's evident that David Moyes, they didn't really spend anything on. I think a lot of people with Dave Moyes wanted, they thought they were going to be with Alex Ferguson when he left. They're like, okay, bye. I'll go somewhere else. I think Louis Van Gaal, they didn't spend anything on get him. You just wonder what Louis Van Gaal would have done if he had the players he wanted, or Jose Mourinho, if he would have been given the transfers he wanted. Everyone else is spending tons of money. It's going to be interesting to see how good Tottenham is with Jose Mourinho, since they're spending money and getting players in. It's kind of like, well, I think he needs to sit there and take, I don't care if we get a bag of salt and vinegar crisps. Here, we'll give you Phil Jones. Please take them. Oh, no. He's Deadwood FC, and here's there are players that are playing every game that probably don't make what Phil Jones makes. It's saddening. It is. It's really sad. I mean, there's a lot of players at United that all he needs to say, okay, you need to find somewhere. You're not on my, I'm not playing them. I don't care. Okay, Ed Woodward, you find them a home. They're not part of my plan. I'm not playing them. If you want to pay somebody to sit and do nothing, go right ahead. I want to get some players in here. I want to win because that's the vibe I see from Ollie. Like he literally just wants to come out to the press conference and just go off on the Glazers. I mean, that's the number one question, I think. The fan, how do we get rid of these people that don't care about football? They're just milking the club for every dime they can get out of it. I don't get it. And you can definitely see that Ollie is like pissed. Okay. I can only do so much with these players I have. We don't got to. I mean, Leicester City needs a center back, as do we. He needs to take some of these players and say, okay, hey, you're not even in my squad. Sorry. Sorry, you're not in my plans. So, you're not going to get any game time, so you need to find somewhere else. He needs to start taking this Deadwood himself and saying, okay, Ed Woodward, I've told these 10 players, they're not a part of my plans. I'm not playing them at all. They need to find new homes. So you better start getting players in because these guys are going. If you want to continue, If you can't find them a home, or they don't find a home, or their agent can't find them something, and you're going to pay them $100,000 a week, sit on their butt and do absolutely nothing for the club, that's on you. I'm trying to turn this club around, but I can only do so much with people that aren't doing anything for me. And that's where we're at. And that's where we're at, folks. Because you're gonna, how can you be all out because you sack all in, you're gonna bring in another manager that they're not gonna back, it's gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be a circle of life. And 90 seconds left. How many managers are we going to get in here before they say, wait a minute, he's not being backed. He's not getting the players he wants. I mean, trust me, Jadon Sancho, any manager would, every player, all he wants is the type of player that any manager would die to have on their team. So if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer didn't make it, get rid of Jadon Sancho. I don't want that guy. He's not one of the best players in the world, and you want him gone? You know, no. About 60 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. But, I would love to have Reguilon and Sancho and Bruno Fernandes. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Choose joy, folks. Choose to be good. And with that, remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, until this coming Tuesday, be good to each other. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.